Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. TikTok confirmed it began testing a distraction-free scrolling experience called Clear Mode. This removes captions, buttons, and other on-screen items when viewing video content. Instagram will begin pushing out Amber Alerts to users' feeds, going live in 25 countries in the next couple of weeks. Instagram says these will be rare and specific to the search area based on IP addresses and location data. The startup Murena released the Murena One, a smartphone running a version of Android designed to strip out many of Google's apps and services called EOS. The €349 Murena One includes a MediaTek Helio P60 SoC, a 1080p IPS display, expandable storage, and a three-lens rear camera system. For software, it includes replacements for Google's stock messaging apps, maps, browser, calendar, and more. It also includes an app Lounge, which downloads many apps from the Play Store, but uses clones of many software libraries usually required by Play services. Foxconn told investors at its annual shareholder meeting that it's quite confident in the stability of its supply chain for the second half of this year. Foxconn also says it believes it can become the first electric vehicle or EV maker not short on material supplies. Foxconn will boost its EV chip capacity as well. Bloomberg sources say the U.S. Federal Trade Commission revamped its antitrust probe of Amazon. This includes adding new staff to the investigative team, re-interviewing witnesses, and asking about Amazon's MGM Studios acquisition. The FTC began its antitrust investigation into Amazon in 2019. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of putting Texas's HB 20 law on hold while a constitutional challenge goes forward in a lower court. The law would ban social media platforms with over 50 million users from moderating content on the basis of viewpoint. Microsoft has shared mitigation measures for a zero-day flaw in Microsoft Office. This is the flaw in the Microsoft Windows Support Diagnostics tool called Folina that executes arbitrary code when previewing Word documents. For now, Microsoft recommends disabling the MSDT URL protocol by updating a registry key. You can re-enable it when the patch is issued. Some security researchers also advise disabling the preview pane in Windows Explorer. CISA sent out an advisory to state election officials warning of potential software vulnerabilities in Dominion voting machines used in 16 states. These vulnerabilities come from a report from University of Michigan computer scientist J. Alex Halderman, who found no evidence that these flaws were exploited to alter election results. CISA urged officials to take prompt mitigation measures and to implement defensive measures to reduce the risk of exploitation ahead of every election. Nikkei Asia sources say Apple will move some iPad production to Vietnam for the first time. Apple already moved some AirPod production to the country. Twitter announced the TweetDeck for Mac client will be removed beginning July 1st. TweetDeck on the web will remain available. Microsoft announced the updated Surface Laptop Go 2. It starts at $600, now including 11th-gen Intel Core i5 processors, 4GB of RAM, and 128GB of storage, running Windows 11 with more repairable components. Pre-orders are open now, shipping June 7th. Slack added name pronunciation guides to user profiles, supporting recordings and phonetic spelling. This will also appear in a new pop-up user card ID, which will appear when you hover over a username. Meta announced it will change its stock ticker symbol to Meta, M-E-T-A, on June 9th. At the time of its rebrand from Facebook, Meta had planned to use MVRS. Round Hill Ball Metaverse ETF had been using the Meta ticker, but relinquished it in January. Analysts at Counterpoint Research found that the global smartwatch market grew shipments 13% in Q1. The top five in market share remains the same, Apple at number one, followed by Samsung, Huawei, Xiaomi, and Garmin. Samsung saw 46% growth on the year, boosting its market share to 10.1%, while Xiaomi grew shipments 69% of the year for 5% of the market. GameIndustry.biz and Tweakers.net say they have learned that Blizzard will not release its free-to-play Diablo Immortal in Belgium or the Netherlands, as both countries have laws against loot boxes. Diablo Immortal offers legendary chests in the game for free, but also for purchase. These chests offer items with random attributes. Volvo partnered with Epic Games to use its Unreal Engine for its human-machine interfaces on upcoming EVs. The automaker wants to use the engine to render information from external sensors in a way that's not overwhelming for drivers. And finally, Garmin announced two new Forerunner smartwatches. The 255 starts at $349.99, offering a new racing widget, multiband GPS, heart rate variation status during sleep, and the ability to switch track sports with a single button, good for triathletes. The 955 is Garmin's top-end model with an always-on screen and 15-day battery life. An optional solar model can also get up to 20 days on a charge. It offers a new training readiness metric, can store up to 2,000 songs from streaming services, and includes the features found in the 255. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.